This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Sherry will also serve you Mystery Moment, Scott's Stuff, and an anointed prayer for healing. And now, here is Sherry Medlock.
God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Scott Burson, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Please open your King James Bibles to the great book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 1, where we left off last time. Matthew, chapter 4, verse 1. Before we begin, I want to invite every Christian in America to join me every Wednesday at 6 p.m., either in person where I am or wherever you are, to pray fervently for America. We still have a God who can deliver us from socialism, communism, Marxism. You're also invited to come each Sunday at 5 p.m. for the live radio broadcast taping. I am in Suntree, Florida. I am right beside Scott Merson's The Produce Place. I'm at 2565 Sellers Lane, Melbourne, Florida. And now, Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. As always, I ask the Lord to show me His heart so I can share it with your heart. So from God's heart to my heart to your heart, here's what He gave me. Say the word and then go fishing. Say the word and then go fishing. Amen. You'll get it. Yes. Now, we left off last time with the Lord Jesus Christ at the age of 30, coming to John the Baptist at the River Jordan and asking John to baptize him. John did not want to do that because he said, "You've not sinned." Jesus said, "No, I'm a leader and I don't ever ask anybody to do anything I don't do. I want everybody to be baptized. When you go under the water, it means that you believe that Jesus died for your sins. When you come up, it means that you believe He was raised from the dead." So John the Baptist baptized the Lord Jesus. When Jesus was coming up out of the water, the Holy Spirit and the symbol of a dove lighted upon Jesus. The dove is always a symbol of the Holy Spirit. At that moment, Jesus of Nazareth was anointed. Now, Christ is not Jesus' last name. Christ means the anointed one, Christos in the Greek. And so He was anointed. And then God the Father spoke from heaven and said, "This is my well-beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And now as the curtain comes up, Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. Say the word and then go fishing.
Verse 1. Then was Jesus led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
Okay, as soon as He was anointed, Jesus began His ministry. Now, why in the world would Jesus want the devil to tempt Him? Because He's a leader. Jesus shows us how to get it done. The Bible says Jesus was tempted in all ways like we are, yet without sin. So He's going to show us, even though we're tempted, He's tempted just like you are, that we can still overcome.
Verse 2. And when He had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, He was afterward and hungered.
Now, fasting is one of the greatest weapons in your arsenal. In other words, most Christians, you don't know what a weapon to defeat the devil you have in fasting. Don't try 40 days. That means a number of testing. When I taught the book of Acts, I showed you how to fast. I do it at least 3 times a week because fasting changes things. It gets the hand of God. Now, it is something we're supposed to do. Now, why in the world did Jesus have to fast? Jesus is perfect, so Jesus didn't have any weakness in Him. See, when you and I are at our weakest, especially if we're hungry, the devil will say, "Come on here, do this, do that." So Jesus fasted to create a weakness in Himself to show you that even though you're weak, you still don't have to succumb to the devil's temptations.
Amen. Verse 3. And when the tempter came to Him, He said, "If be the Son of God.
Did you hear that, snarky devil? You see, the devil was so good for eons of time. He guarded the mercy seat, but he always wanted to be God. And he had just heard the voice from heaven saying, Jesus, you're the beloved Son of God. So the devil's jealous, so he says, okay, Jesus, if you're God,
command that these stones be made bread.
You would have the power to turn these stones into bread. Okay, let's see what Jesus does.
4. Now he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
You know what Jesus did? He quoted the Bible. That would be Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. He said, it is written, then he quoted the scripture. Now, what do you do? We got to do one more thing. Jesus is Jesus. We got to say, in the name of Jesus, it is written, find the scripture that is the antibiotic for whatever he's trying to tempt you with. Say it, and the devil will have to leave you. So everybody say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
It is written.
It is written.
I quote the Bible. See how simple it is? You call everybody in town. You groan and moan and moan. You do a rain dance. It is written. In Jesus' name, say the word. Okay, now the devil's going to have to back off on that one, but watch, he's going to try again. The only good thing about the devil is he knows persistence wears out resistance. He knows perseverance wins. I want you to know that.
5. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple.
Okay, a very high place.
6. And he saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written.
Look at that sneaky devil. He said it is written. In other words, throw yourself off of this high place, because after all, it's written. Okay, the devil knows the scripture better than most Christians. Why? He was good for eons of years. He sat on the mercy seat. And God is the Word. The Word is the language in heaven. That's why we pray the Word, talk the Word, sing the Word, live the Word. That's God's language. So he knows the Word. So he says, okay, Jesus, it is written. Now let's see. Wonder what kind of scripture the devil's going to quote.
He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone.
He is quoting Psalm 91, which is our protection psalm. Now it says, God gives his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. He added three little words. The devil said, if at any time, at any time. No, 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 no. Okay. I've had many experiences in my life where I was in great danger, and the ministry angels, holy angels, would come and help me not to die. But if right now I tempted God and said, hey, look what a great Christian I am, I climbed up on this roof and jumped off, I'd probably break something. In other words, we don't make a sideshow out of our Christianity. So he added three little words. See why you need to know God's word. His one of his play-acting names is serpent. He's not a snake. That's a metaphor. He twists things. He twists it just enough to make you come into his parlor, little fly, says a spider.
7. Jesus said it to him, it is written again.
Now, Jesus is now going to quote Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 16.
Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
Don't tempt God. In other words, you don't want to be foolish. Yes, those holy angels are there. And I am alive because, I mean, I've had some precarious situations. But you don't act foolish about it. You don't put on a sideshow. Understand?
Yes.
Now, what did he do? Jesus quoted the scripture. It is written. Actually, he is a scripture. He's quoting his own word. Do you understand what to do?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you already learned?
Yeah.
That's how you defeat the devil. It's so easy. You missed him.
8.
Now, you know what they say, three strikes and you're out. Here it comes again.
Then again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain.
Now, in the Bible, mountain or hills means nations or government. Now, he's going to take him up into a high place, okay? Now, what's he going to do when he gets up there?
And showeth him all the kingdoms of the world.
Notice he doesn't say the kingdoms of heaven. In other words, he said, look at this world. I can give you fame. I can give you power. I can give you sex. I can give you alcohol. I can give you houses and lands and fame and money. Oh, my, look what I can give you. It is his to give. You know why? Because when Eth Ha'adam, that special man, and his DNA rib, Eve, were beguiled, wholly exopatio, wholly seduced by this guy, they turned the keys of this world over to Satan. Right now, he's the prince of the world. He is the ruler of darkness.
And the glory of them, 9, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me.
Now, over and over and over, we elect politicians, and they go to Washington, and they're supposed to represent us. But that mountain, that government says, you want to join the club. You don't want to make any noise. You want to get all the inside trading. You notice how they come out so rich, and they don't do a darn thing for us? The devil has tempted them. They went there with a good heart. But he said, I'll give you fame, I'll give you position, I'll give you money. Just betray the people. In other words, betray good presidents. Do all of this and I'll give you that. So the devil says to Jesus, if you'll worship me, I'll give you anything you want. See, the one unfulfilled desire the devil has, he wanted to be God. That's why in the world that then was, 2 Peter 3:6, world means age. He, Lucifer, Isaiah 14, he wanted to be God, but one day he said, I will be God. He's coming back in the sky, calling himself Christ, and he's going to say, I'm God. Now, so Jesus, would you please let me be God for just a few minutes, he says. Now, this is the third time, 3 strikes and you're out. What would Jesus say?
10. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence.
Other Gospels say, Jesus said, Satan, get behind me.
For it is written.
Okay, what's he going to quote?
Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.
It is written, Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. Now, when Jesus said, get behind me, Satan, we understand that Satan's evil spirit is roaming the earth. In other words, he's the one that's taking over the free America and turning us into communist China. He's doing all of this evil, his evil spirit. However, he has a cherub body. It's beautiful. So when Jesus said, get behind me, Satan, Jesus is God. He said, Michael, I want you to restrain Jesus, put him behind the throne. Now, at the appointed time, Revelation 12, Michael the archangel is going to kick the body of Satan out in the sky, and Satan is coming in the sky, beautiful, saying, I am Christ. But he's a fake Christ. But right now, his body's restrained there, but he's the accuser of the brethren, Revelation 12. Did you see what she did? Did you see what he did? But you see, his evil spirit is here. Just like the Lord Jesus' body is sitting at the right hand of God on the throne, ever living to make intercession for us. But Jesus' Holy Spirit is here. He's in me. What you're hearing is the Holy Spirit. Understand?
Amen.
Yeah, amen. 11. Then the devil leaveth him.
Now the devil leaves him for a little while. Why the devil leave him? The same way he'll leave you. In Jesus' name, it is written. Quote the word. So you don't have to do a rain dance. You don't have to email everybody in town. You don't have to cry and bemoan. So everybody say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
It is written.
It is written.
And quote the Bible. Got it?
Yep.
Now, I've just given you, that's worth our national debt, but I don't charge.
And behold, angels came and ministered unto him.
He was very weak. He was hungry. You know what they did? They brought him some food. Now, in the book of Kings, we have a great prophet, Elijah. Elijah was a great man of God. He is a type of the 7,000 elect alive right now on planet Earth who are not going to bow the knee to the fake Christ about to come and call himself God. So he's that type. Elijah then was being persecuted by the government. There was a king, King Ahab. We might, today we'd say he's the president, but he was very weak, not President Donald Trump. But he was married to Jezebel. She was really the witch. And she would kill the prophets, and she was trying to kill Elijah. Understand, we're not in Kansas anymore, and so we're not free anymore, and so they're going to cleanse us out. But you know what the angels did? Elijah was awakened and rested, or the angel said, rest a while. The angel awoke him, gave him a flask of water, and baked him a cake on the coal. God protects his elect.
Amen.
Angels ministering to you.
12. Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison.
Now this is a mistranslation. Cast into prison is not in the Greek manuscripts. What it means is when John the Baptist was persecuted. In other words, John the Baptist now had begun to be persecuted because he was preaching the gospel.
He departed into Galilee. 13. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum.
Capernaum means city of compassion.
Which is upon the sea coast on the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali.
Now, those of you who were with me when we studied Genesis, we know that the 12 sons of 12 patriarchs, two of them are named Zebulun and Naphtali. Now, those tribes were dispersed, and today they are Norway and Canada. But right then, they're at the Sea of Galilee.
14. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Isaiah, the prophet, saying.
That would be Isaiah. He prophesied this in Isaiah chapter 9.
15. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. 16. The people that sat in darkness saw great light.
At that time, God's people had gone into captivity by a heathen government. They were not allowed to worship as they pleased. They were sick. They were afraid. The prince of darkness had taken over. Darkness was over the face of the earth. And finally they heard of this light that had come in that offered hope, that offered help. The world in darkness then, the world in darkness now. You see right now, the world, all over the world is dark. Everybody's afraid. The communist, socialist, Marxist political system of the Antichrist have taken over. People are afraid. They're sick. They don't know what to do. And we're looking for a light. Jesus is the light of the world. Amen. And he overcomes the darkness. Amen. Go to the light. Turn on the light.
Unto them which sat in the region of the shadow of death, light is sprung up.
Jesus came to defeat death, whose name is the devil, Hebrews 2:14. And so you see, then and now, he's called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. No matter how dark it is, as a song we just sang, not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the sky. His light dispels the darkness.
Amen.
17. From that time, Jesus began to preach.
Okay, he's 30 years old. He begins his earthly ministry. He's anointed.
And to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Now, before you can do anything else, you got to repent. In other words, has there ever been a time in your life that you recognize you had sinned? I don't mean you said, oh, I want to go to heaven. Jesus saved me. And you said, whoo, I have sinned. Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You confess and then you repent of the sins. Now, repent means you stop, quit, turn from it. If you keep on doing it, the Epistle of John says you're an habitual sinner, so you're not saved. You say, I can't help it, I keep doing it. No. God will give you the strength. When you're weak, he's strong. Quit, stop. And then Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Well, what is a kingdom? It means there's a king and his dominion. Now we know that Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Are you saved?
Yes.
Okay, you're in his dominion. Do you understand that the kingdom of heaven is right here?
Yes.
It was right there. Wherever we have Jesus Christ on the throne of our heart, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We're his children. That's why Jesus said in John 17:17, you are in the world, but you're not of the world. We're good citizens of America. We obey the law. We pray even for the evil leaders, but we're citizens of the kingdom of heaven. We're in the kingdom now. Amen. We have a king, Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
A king. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, and saw two brethren.
Now Jesus is going to call some people to help him in the ministry. In other words, he's going to call his 12 disciples.
Simon called Peter.
Simon's name means hearing, and Peter means rock. Now, you Christian want to be Simon. You hear the word of God. My sheep hear my voice, says Jesus. And then Jesus is the rock, he's the word. And then you follow the rock, you obey the word. You hear the word, and you obey the word. Now you're Simon, and now you're Simon Peter.
And Andrew, his brother.
Andrew means loyal. And once you hear the word, and you repent and get saved and follow Jesus, you follow the word, you're loyal to him. You're not a hothouse lily that's here one day and gone another.
Casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen.
Their occupation was, they were commercial fishermen. They made good money.
19. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
I will make you fishers of men if you'll follow me. Now, notice that Jesus says, come join my ministry. He did not say, I'll give you a nice salary. I'll give you a nice house. I'll give you a vacation. I'll give you 3 camels and 4 oxen. In other words, he just said, give it all up and follow me. Will they do that? I mean, they have home, they have family, they have security. What kind of a person would give it all up to follow Jesus? Well, some of us do.
20. And they straightway left their nets and followed him.
Immediately. In other words, bye-bye mom and dad, bye-bye financial security, bye-bye comforts, bye-bye fun. I will follow Jesus. Jesus said, except you hate, in the Greek that means love less, because you know he loves, love less, father, mother, brother, sister, houses, lands, you can never be my disciple. In other words, this is called a total love affair. Jesus also said, for everyone who's left father, mother, brother, sister, houses, land, money, cars, fame, fun, God says, in this lifetime, in this flesh, you will receive 100-fold. And in the life after, everlasting life.
Amen, amen. Amen.
You can't outgive God.
21. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James, the son of Zebedee.
Now, James in the Hebrew means Jacob, and Jacob's name means wrestle. So you want to be Jacob. You want to wrestle with God. You want to learn how to pray in the Spirit, and you pray till you get your prayer through. You don't give up just because the news said this, or they said that, or he said that, or the doctor said that. You pray with shameless persistence. You pray it through.
Amen.
All right. Are you Jacob?
Yeah.
Jacob's name means James.
And John, his brother.
John means the Yahweh's graciousness or love. John loves. Jesus said, this is how we can know you, his disciple, that you love one another. Are you John?
In a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets.
Now Zebedee, he's very rich, and I mean, they got it made. I mean, this is the family business, good Lord. Zebedee's name means my gift. Thank you, Mr. Zebedee, for giving us James, and thank you for giving us John.
I declare them 22. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him.
Except ye hate father, mother, brother, sister, houses, lands. Hate means love less. Don't misunderstand. He's not saying, I hate you. In other words, you cannot be my disciple. Now, why did these four men give up everything, security, to follow Jesus? The word is called election. Jesus also says, my sheep hear my voice. They know it, and they follow me. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 says, you were chosen from before the foundation of the world. Foundation is a Greek word, katabol, means Satan, the devil's rebellion in the first earth age, the world that then was, 2 Peter 3, 6. Now remember, Satan was Lucifer there, and he was good for a long time. We were all with God because Ecclesiastes 12, 6 and 7 says, when you die, your spirit returns to God who gave it. If you return, you were there before, but we're not in a physical body, we're spirit. And so Lucifer said, I will be God. And one third of God's children, minus the flesh, who were all there, followed Satan. Whew, that's not chosen. One third, lukewarm, watch the show. They don't ever do any good, they just watch. One third, Revelation 12 said, got up and fought that old dragon, the devil, for God. And God chose them. Then when God decided to send everybody out for a second chance, one time in the flesh, to choose Jesus or the devil again, those that did not betray him, he chose them, chosen, called, and elected. He said, I need you. In every generation, he said, they're not the mainstream church. They're few. Many are called, but few are chosen. But they bear the oracles of truth, the oracle of light, of life. So you see, if that nudge says, come, follow me, give it all up and follow him. You see, you might say you're a Christian, but you're not a Christian if you're not following him. If you follow him, you're a Christian. Got it?
Yes.
23. And Jesus went all about Galilee, teaching in the synagogues.
Now he went in the synagogues, and he would always sit down. He would call for the scroll. In other words, the Bible was on a scroll. And they would bring it to him, and we would roll it to Isaiah 61. And Jesus would read it. He would say, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek.
And preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
Gospel is a Greek word, means God's spell. It means good news.
Amen.
And healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people.
Notice it said all manner. Now the sacred name of God is Yahweh. It's in the original language, it's the etymology of the word I am that I am. Yahweh, Y-H-V-H. It's not Yahweh and it's not Jehovah. You want to say Yahweh? Now, when you put an adjective to that in the Hebrew, Yahweh Rapha, it's the Lord who healeth thee. And there is Yahweh Rapha, going about healing. By the way, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yahweh Rapha still heals.
Yeah.
24. And his fame went all throughout Syria.
The people heard, my Lord, we were hopeless. We have been captured by a heathen government. We're sick. We have no hope. There's somebody saying, hope, Christ in me, my hope of glory.
And they brought to him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments.
When you wake up every day and that icky, sicky thing is there, it's a torment. You're tormented.
And those which were possessed with devils.
Okay, now this would be demons or evil spirits. Notice he differentiates between the two. There's a difference between praying for someone who's physically sick, because Jesus said to pray for the sick, lay hands on them, anoint with oil, the prayer of faith shall save the sick. But it's different when someone's possessed of a devil. Now Jesus says in Luke 10:19, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. over scorpions and devils. That means scorpions and serpents. That means devils and demons, okay? So you can anoint with oil, or you can lay hands on the sick. In the name of Jesus, it is written, with Jesus' stripes you are healed. In the name of Jesus, it is written, I command you, demonic force, go from this person into the abyss. Understand?
Yes.
Now, that's different. In other words, a lot of times in my life, people have come to me, and they thought they were sick, and there's one of the nine gifts of Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, discernment of spirits. The Holy Spirit would say, no, 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 they have a demon. But sometimes a person has a demon, and they don't have a demon. They are sick. So, see, you need to know the difference. So, ask for the gift of discernment of spirits, okay?
Yep. And those which were lunatic.
Wait a minute. This is a different one. Lunatic. Okay. All prophecies of the devil are in moons or month. Luna, moon. Understand? Okay. This is a different kind. Now, we've got the sick in the body. We've got those with evil spirits, but we've got the lunatic. What does that mean? These are those that actually the devil has taken them over. Remember, while his cherub body is restrained by Michael to be kicked out of heaven, coming back as Christ, his evil spirit is on the earth. And just like Jesus' body is in heaven, but Jesus' Holy Spirit is in me, Jesus' Holy Spirit is in Scott, Jesus' Holy Spirit is in some of you. So you understand?
Yes.
So lunatic means that the devil's in them. Now, what kind of a spirit is the devil? Well, number one, he's a lying spirit. Mm-hmm. Now, Jesus had a man come to him and said, please pray for my son. He has a lunatic spirit. In other words, the devil's taken over him. And the man said, your disciples could not heal him. And Jesus said, this kind, the lunatic spirit, comes out only but by prayer and fasting. Prayer's not good enough. You have to fast, okay? This is where fasting comes in. This is why about 3 days a week I've been fasting a long time for the United States of America. Why is that? The lunatic spirit has come and taken over and made a stronghold in America. What does the lunatic spirit do? It's a lying spirit. John 8:44, Jesus said, your father is the devil. He was a liar from the beginning. They lied 4 years against Donald Trump. They lied to us. Now, what else is the lunatic spirit? It's a thief. Jesus said he comes to steal, okay? He's a thief, okay? They stole the election. Lunatic spirit in America. Got it?
Yes.
Lying. Stealing. What else does he do? Destroy. Your enemy, the devil, goes about seeking whom he may destroy. Destroy the freedom in America. Yeah. Destroy us as a free people. And the devil also wants to have all power because he wants to be God. Okay? So that's why they're shutting down your Facebook, shutting down your tweets, and shutting you down. Understand? This is a lunatic spirit. So now, if you're sick, don't fast. If you've just been sick, don't fast. But if you're able-bodied, if I can, good Lord, you can.
Hallelujah.
And I'm fasting. Yeah. This kind, that's the only kind that comes out of America. You have to also fast and pray. But you know what he says? If the thief be found, I just found the thief that stole America. He's a lunatic spirit.
Yes.
He's a liar. He's a thief. He's a power monger. And he is just he's just evil. In other words, he's a devil. He's taken us over the government. That's it. He's a political system of the Antichrist. But the Bible says, if the thief be found, he shall restore sevenfold.
Yep.
So I found the thief.
Amen.
So Lord God, restore our freedom sevenfold in America.
Right.
And we all say, I agree in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah. Okay.
Praise God. Y'all to clap and shout now,
Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And those that had the palsy.
That means paralyzed. In other words, pick up your bed and walk.
And he healed them.
He healed them all.
25. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan.
Right now, this planet is covered in darkness. When the world sees a beautiful creature coming in the sky, saying, I am God, saying peace and safety, causing craft to prosper, doing signs and miracles, Revelation 13 says the whole world will worship him. Matthew 25 says half the body of Christ. But that's number six. That's the Antichrist. He's phony. But many will go to him because the world is looking for light. Wait for the seventh trump. The Antichrist's time has been shortened for the elect's sake, Mark 13, and Revelation 9 says 5 months. At seven, Jesus will come. But I say, world, China, Russia, France, Germany, America, it's so dark, you're frightened. Everybody's in captivity. You're scared to death, you don't know what's happening. Come to the light.
Yes.
Come to Jesus. America, God's people, called by his name, Christian, humble yourselves, pray, seek his face, turn from your wicked ways, and God promises to hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and heal our land.
Amen.
Come to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus.
Amen.
Come now.
Amen.
Say the word, and then go fishing. I pray you are blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
At this time, I want to introduce to you the owner of the produce place in Suntree, Florida, excuse me, man of God, my twin friend, Scott Merson. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing very well, Miss Sherry. What an awesome word tonight. Thank
awesome
you,
word.
Thank
right,
you.
Right on time, right?
Amen.
God's never late, but he's right on time.
That's it.
Well, you know, David left his stuff in the car. Ezekiel put his stuff in the bag. What is Scott's stuff?
Go ye, therefore, and teach all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 28:19-20.
Amen, amen. Amen. The Great Commission. Now see, that's why I say go and tell. You're supposed to go and tell. In a moment, I'm going to pray for the sick. But right now, if you're not saved, come to Jesus.
Yes.
Pray this
Amen.
Prayer with me. Mean it. And let's get you saved. Here we go. Excuse me. Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
I repent of all my sins.
I repent of all my sins.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Omission and commission.
Omission and commission.
Known and unknown.
Known and unknown.
Wash them away with the blood of Jesus.
Wash them away with the blood of Jesus.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Fill me and lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Fill me and lead me by your Holy Spirit.
Grow me in your word.
Grow me in your word.
And use me.
And use me.
Make me a fisher of men.
Make me a fisher of men.
Let me win many souls to Jesus.
Win many souls to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
Amen.
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 Now, the Bible says confession is made into salvation. You're supposed to tell someone. I invite you to tell me. In a little while, you'll hear my number on the radio. I invite you to call and leave that message on my voicemail and leave your name clear and I will pray for you. Excuse me. Now let me pray for those of you who are sick. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, according to your word in Malachi 4, I ask that the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in your wings. Let the laser beams of light go into the cells and bones and joint marrow, the brain, the neck, the spine, the heart, the liver, the pancreas, the stomach, the colon, the intestines, the spleen, the legs, the nerves, the muscles, and all of the body parts and heal. I sense as someone who has insomnia and it's making you sick. And I understand that the fears of this world will make you not be able to sleep. Do you know something, dear one? God never sleeps. So why don't you let him stay awake while you sleep? The Bible says he gives his beloved sleep. So in the name of Jesus, peace, be still. Put your head on the pillow. Fall back into the arms of Jesus and trust him. And he will give you sleep, sweet sleep. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now nothing is given to you to keep, so go and tell. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This is your hostess with the mostest. I made that up. This is your host, Sherry Medlock, saying, I love you, and I just thank you so much for loving God's word. And I can't wait till you and I get together again next time to hear the joyful sound of
the trumpet of truth.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. Sherry invites you to call her for prayer at 321-632-4631. Again, 321-632-4631. We can't wait until next week at the same time when you join us and hear the joyful sound of the Trumpet of Truth.
Brevard County's Praise and Worship Station, your radios are tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM.
Thank you. eyes, our hearts, our hands, we're reaching out to see you move again. We can hardly wait, come flood this place. We're ready now, it's all about to change. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done. Let your fire fall, let your fire fall. Open the heavens.
Morning sky, you're there in the fire.
We're listening to today's Modern Worship here in Brevard County, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
I know I'll never be
You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
If you're going to know God, then God must have the freedom to tell you who He is.
Dr. Tony Evans says it's up to us to listen when He does and then act on what we hear.
You know God when who He is defines who you are.
Celebrating 40 years of faithfulness, this is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of the Urban Alternative.